Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Craig Mayer, the CEO for Frisch's Restaurants. The company trades on Amex, and their ticker symbol is FRS, and they are best known for the Big Boy and Golden Corral restaurant brands. Thanks for joining us today there, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Frisch's for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
We're a regional restaurant chain located in Cincinnati, Ohio. We've been in business since the late 40s. We're not quite sure when we were founded because when we were founded, we were so poor that no one had records. We became a publicly held company in 1960, and since that time, we've made money every year since then and paid dividends every quarter that we've been a publicly held company, and we just paid our 200th consecutive quarterly dividend last quarter. So it's quite a record to have made money all those years.
Right, certainly, yeah, saw the recent announcement. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the trends right now in your sector, Craig, and how well positioned you believe the company is to capitalize on them.
We compete in mid-scale family dining in two ways. One, with coffee shops. Big Boys are traditional coffee shops, much like Bob Evans and Cracker Barrel. We compete within middle America with generally the middle class. A lot of our guests have traded down during the recession to us from casual dining, and that has helped our same-store sales remain relatively flat over the last couple years. We also compete with the Golden Corral brand, which are grill buffets. They are for all one price, all you care to eat, and they compete again with casual dining, and they have done actually significantly better in the recession as those who are looking for a real value have chosen to go to them. So their track record on same-store sales over the last year has been even better than the Big Boys. Generally speaking, we compete on the top side with casual dining and fast casual restaurants and on the downside with every fast feeder in America.
Well, good. And so what else would you say makes Frisch's unique from some of your competitors and some of the players in your sector?
Well, to be specific, the fact that we sell Big Boys. The Big Boy sandwich was the reason for the name of the business. It was our number one seller in 1950. It remains our number one seller to this day. It is a unique sandwich creation with tartar sauce that was a recipe created by my grandfather 60 years ago. Remains unlike any other. So if you have grown up with us and have liked us, there's no place else to get what we sell. So it's created a unique, very unique niche for us within our market area, which generally is about 300 miles in its circumference around Cincinnati. The Corral brand is not necessarily unique in terms of specific food products, but in terms of style of service. They have competed against Ryan's, Hometown Buffet, and other buffets like that, and they have far and away done better than any competing brand over easily the last 15 years.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Craig, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure. Well, I was born into the business. My grandfather founded it 60 years ago. My dad came on board when he married my grandfather's youngest daughter. He joined the business about a year or two after it became Big Boy. My family was in the restaurant business since about 1900. And my grandfather died in around 1971, and my dad became the president, chairman, and then I became president 21 years ago. And dad was chairman until he died about 3 or 4 years ago. So I've been in the business now 32 years. Most of the people who work for us have also been in the business for decades. And most of them have risen through the ranks. So they started as a cook, generally speaking. Most of them started as cooks and then worked their way up through management to senior management level. We've all been around a long time. That's history.
Certainly. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team and the management is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
The goals are to continue to make money, which that's really important. Continue to grow units. This last year, we grew more units than Bob Evans and Cracker Barrel and Friendly and Shoney's combined. And while it wasn't a huge number, it was at a time when many of our competitors were standing still, hoping to weather the recession. We grew units out of cash flow. The plan is to continue measured growth in the near term. Having been in business a long time, we are certainly not the flashiest thing in the restaurant space, but we are a steady, consistent performer in mid-scale family dining segment.
Well, good. And when it comes to investors in the financial community, Craig, do you believe that Frisch's restaurants story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors in the financial community?
No. The problem is if you are not a high-growth concept, frequently you don't get the trade press, or if you're not sexy, shall we say. If you're looking... It depends on what you're looking for. If an investor is looking for a diversified strategy in which consistent dividend growing companies play a part, then we're part of that mix. And all too often, someone who pays a steady dividend and raises the dividend on a regular basis, and we generally raise the dividend every other year, just aren't flashy enough for a lot of investors. Now, since the market's been flat over the last decade, and our performance has been certainly better than that, then there are those who have looked at us in the recent past. But as the economy begins to strengthen, everyone generally tends to look for fast growth concepts. We're not one of those, but the problem with trying to pick growth is sometimes you can get lucky and sometimes you can't. And mixing companies like Frisch's in your portfolio protect you on the downside in case perhaps you didn't guess correctly.
Certainly a good answer. And so once again, joining us today is Craig Mayer, CEO for Frisch's Restaurant. The company trades on Amex, ticker symbol is FRS, and is currently trading at $20.55 a share. The market cap is north of $104 million. And before we conclude, Craig, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Frisch's Restaurant as a good long-term investment opportunity?
The short answer is always that we pay a dividend. We pay an increasing dividend on a regular basis. And while the upside might be somewhat more limited than other companies, the downside is also significantly less limited than others. Having paid a dividend 60 straight years, it stands to reason we'll pay for a lot more.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Craig, and update our investors on Frisch's Restaurants.
Thank you.